Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I'm like, oh, that ended. That's a pause. That crash and burn. Oh, he sued me. So I'm on my apology tour. Honestly, you could talk shit about me for 30 minutes. And in the end, if you're like, but he's hot, fuck it. I don't care. All's forgiven.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with millionaire matchmaker Patty Stanger and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Good
Welcome,
morning.
Patty.
Bestie,
you are happy and in love. You've been with your man now for 6 months.
Oh my gosh, shocker, right? And in LA.
I cannot believe you took on the family reunion.
Oh yeah,
that was what,
the
last
Catholic
weekend?
Catholic family reunion.
So there's a lot of them.
Yes, a lot of them.
So I'm Catholic, I can say that.
I know, that's why I said it, because he went to Catholic school too. All his family did.
Oh really?
Yeah, and I'm obsessed with Dairy Girls on Netflix, and that's what it's about in Ireland.
Oh, that's what you were telling me about.
Yeah,
Dairy
such
Girls.
A good Dairy Girls is such a good show on Netflix.
So things are going well. How did you meet him again?
Tinder.
Ugh, shout out.
Yeah, shout out to Tinder.
Love.
Shout out.
Why are you doing well on Tinder?
Oh yeah, I'm a Tinder swindler also.
You're a Tinder swindler?
Yeah.
So you're cleaning up on
Tinder was my OG, and then now I'm on Hinge too. Which
well,
is
Hinge
fine.
Is good because it's geolocated, so you know that the person lives in the neighborhood.
And it's a lot more in depth; like you have to put in work.
Oh my God! Not only that, there's a profile to let you know that where they live, what they do, and Tinder has nothing. You have to spend hours on the phone with them.
Okay, wait. So I'm sorry. Which app are you saying is the better app?
Hinge.
So Hinge. You have to like do all the prompts, all the answers, 6 pictures. Like
you have
period.
To spend time work for it. And by the way, Hinge is owned by Match, and so is Tinder. But Tinder has the most selection of singles in the world.
So we always talk about like.
I should get paid, don't you think?
Yeah.
Hello, Tinder. And why are you not advertising on Jeff's program? But anyway.
I don't know. We probably insulted them at one point or another.
And they. Do it for free, like every day.
I mean, like, all the girls listen to you. It's, like, perfect.
Shout out, girls.
Shout out to my girls.
So, when you're 18 to, say, 29, mm-hmm. what mm-hmm. app do you recommend?
Tinder.
Okay.
They think it's a hookup app, but more people I know have relationships from it than any other app. Not saying that Bumble's not good. I love Whitney. Thank you for doing this app. It's a beautiful app. But the problem, Whitney was the owner that went public with Blackstone. But it does attract the passive aggressive male.
What about like 40 to 55, or what app is good for that?
I would like a Match for that, because Match has like the people that want a serious relationship. So when you're in that age group, you don't have time to play and go out 7 nights a week and drink.
Patty, now that everybody finds, most people are on the apps now, mm-hmm. it seems. Mm-hmm. As a matchmaker, when you're looking for mm-hmm. people, are you then scrubbing through
no,
the apps?
No, we don't have to. We have the largest database in all of matchmaking.
Okay, so in addition.
I can literally say that because all the matchmakers come to me. I'm very lucky. So Instagram really is the place, but we don't scout for them on Instagram. They come to us through Instagram.
So in addition to people going on
shout
the
out
apps,
to Instagram. Hello, Meta.
Advertise on drinking game.
Advertise on Jeff's show,
out.
People.
Be wasted
I'm
already.
Hammered. Yeah.
I'm just going to talk to your advertising department and get this thing done. Go on.
Okay, so now I lost my train of thought. Okay, so.
No, you're
shout
saying-
out train of thought. Shout out trains.
In addition to joining the apps, uh-huh. these people will reach out to you to get on your database.
Yes. So there's the non-millionaire side and the millionaire side.
I was going to ask you about that,
so
too.
So the millionaire side will either DM me or email me through my site, millionairesclub123.com, and the non-millionaires will go there. But they can go into my bio, like on Insta or TikTok, and they can register that way, too.
Are there millionaires that want other millionaires?
Yes.
Okay.
Women millionaires. Women millionaires want Bill Gates that looks like Brad Pitt. Like, good luck. Get in line.
Okay. But men, they're cool with non-millionaires.
No, they just want the nail tech. They're fine.
They want the what?
Nail tech. Nail technician, like didn't go to school.
Oh, okay.
They don't care. Hot. They just want hot. Because
they're okay to take care of someone.
Yeah, they're okay
girls
to take care of them. Like, you know, they nail tech. Yeah.
Got it. I just didn't know what that was.
Okay. That's code for non-educational person. What do you want me to say? A stripper? But,
okay.
Oh, which I love my strippers. Hardworking girls.
Shout out strippers.
Hardworking
Stop.
Girls.
Stop. So, Shane, you had a third date last night?
Yeah.
And that's a big deal for a gay young man in West Hollywood.
That means we're in love.
Hmm. Yeah. That's like moving in and getting the U-Haul.
Yep. Pretty much.
So where did you meet him?
Hinge.
Now, what do you think about personalized plates? Because he has a beautiful black Tesla, but he has a personalized plate with his name on it.
And I said, that's so fucking lame.
Obviously, he has a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's a money that's a money sign. Does he have money?
I mean, he owns his condo.
There you go. That's money.
He has money?
Yeah.
So when people have money, they put their name on
it. It's like a broad spectrum thing where they've had everything else. What else are they going to buy? So it's one of those extra added on. I come from money. I make money. I like money.
God, well, maybe I should reconsider these personalized plates. But no, our theory was, because Stu had one, but we made him get rid of it. It said Chef Stu.
But that's different. He's marketing it. This one didn't market it. This one's not saying what he does for a living, right?
Because yesterday we realized that these people from other countries, because this guy's from the UK, that they don't have personalized plates in their country.
Oh.
So when they get here, they're like, woo, let's get a personalized plate, not knowing that it's like a douchebag move.
Well, I mean, he's forgiven, you know. He's like, you know, gay or European, and he's both.
No, so you said, you've always said you never have more than two drinks on a date, maximum.
Yes, correct.
Now, how many drinks did you have the first date, Shane?
Too many. The first, like, and I know that.
Is that when you went back home?
It's two, not too many.
Did you go back to his house and do the thing?
A little bit.
Yeah, that's why.
and so then, like, I knew, like, we had a great first date because, like, we drank too much. And then I was like, so for the second and third date, I need to really scale it back to see, like, do I actually like you? Can we actually have a conversation? Or, I mean, because
you like people when you're, when you're drunk.
Yeah, getting drunk with someone is easy, but, like, can we really talk?
Well, the thing is, the breakfast meeting. How did the breakfast meeting go?
Oh, we haven't done that.
Well, you didn't stay over and
you didn't stay over, you went home.
No, I don't stay over.
Oh, you're kind of mean. You didn't want to cuddle? There's no cuddling in gay
bars? It's too early to cuddle. Really?
You don't spoon after you have sex? Is that a straight thing? I don't know.
No, it's not. I mean, it's a gay thing.
So
it's
why
a
didn't
universal
you spoon?
Thing.
Why didn't you spoon instead?
Maybe a little bit, but I didn't want to say the night. I think it was during the week.
I think if you spoon and you talk and then you have breakfast in the morning, now you know you're on the road to a relationship.
You don't eat breakfast.
Right. I don't eat breakfast.
Yeah, but pretend. Like, have coffee. It's just coffee. You know, sit and chat. A chit chat, coffee chat.
Why did you put that sound effect?
I need to train you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're at three dates. What's the next date?
I don't know. He wants to see me again soon. He was like, "Can I see you on Saturday?"
Oh, so
I was like,
he's really into you.
He's really into you. Are you into him?
Well, he'll cancel, and the guy's like, "Cool. What about tomorrow?" He moves things around. The guy doesn't give a shit.
Wait, can I ask you a question, Shane? Mm-hmm. Are you mean on to men?
No.
Okay, you better not be.
I'm not mean. I'm sweet.
Uh-huh. Why do you keep changing around? Why you flake?
I don't know. No, I mean, it's like it's like scheduling. Like, I have a lot going on.
Here's the thing. What I've witnessed is that the guys that ghost him, and now there's the new term. I read about it.
What's
this
the
morning.
New term? What is it?
Which is what that other guy did too. Fading.
What's fading?
Fading is when they're all into you and they're texting, and then they just kind of like drop off.
You want to know why?
Fading.
They met someone else and they're rotating you. So here's the thing.
Hotating.
You need to listen too. The
listen up.
Okay. All right. So here's, I'm going to give you a tip. Gay, straight, fluid, pink polka dot. Do not engage in long text messages during the day. A couple messages out. They don't make plans out because they're filling up their love tank to give to someone else.
Wow.
That's the confidence factor.
I mean, obviously, the guy met someone else. If he just stopped texting you.
It's not like he died or something.
I don't think you're wrong.
I'm telling you right now, stop giving it. You only give it when you get.
Shout out.
Overgiving.
You know my
biggest problem with women right now is the overgiving. Oh. We are taught from childhood to give and nurture and love. And then we don't get back. And then after a while, we get bitter and we get resentful. And the truth is because there's not a balance of giving. You have to say to the guy, and this is ugly, that money talk, all these things. You have to say to him, I'm giving too much. Where are you giving? And unfortunately,
I had that talk.
Who'd you have the talk with?
I had that talk with Stu.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
We've had several of those conversations, but he did actually step it up.
Well, because he has to hear what you want. Nobody's a mind reader. You have to talk about it. And sometimes it's ugly. It's not pretty. But you know what? That's when relationships grow.
Yeah. Do you ever have situations where, in your experience, where people have a real rough beginning, but then it kind of smooths out later?
Yes. I've had two of those big ones with big whale clients. It's because they didn't have the tools to process and they reacted. Reaction was really bad. Reaction timing needs to slow down. Mm-hmm. You can't scream and yell and go crazy and then think the person's going to love you and after they've seen all your ugly spots. You have to slowly reveal it. Slowly.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, people react.
Is Jeff this whale?
Yeah. No,
I think she's comparing me to a whale. I know.
But like a hot whale.
Like a skinny whale.
I have seen Jeff from where he was in the beginning to now. He has mellowed. And he has a right to ask for what he wants. He's a child. That child comes first. You are really grounded in your behavior. I like the way you are now.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've grown a lot.
I'm still a little fucked up, but not as fucked up.
Please, we're all fucked up. Like, life is life. We all have our moments. Come on. I had one over the weekend. I just melted down and started crying.
I was wondering about that. Yeah. What triggered you this weekend? So you had
150 Catholics coming at me and asking me why I'm dating their nephew's son, whatever.
So you felt overwhelmed.
I was
overwhelmed. Because the entire family.
I have never seen these many people in one place.
And they were interviewing you.
But they loved him and they loved me. So it wasn't like out of meanness. It was just like.
It's a lot.
This is the thing. Okay, they thought I only dated Hollywood types. They're like, do you date people like David? I'm like, what are you talking about like David? And it was because why am I not dating a Hollywood person?
But what does David do for a living?
He's in the medical business. He doesn't even have social media. So they were like, how are you dating him? And I'm like, because he's like cool and I love him. Like, they thought I wanted to go. I said, what do you think? I'm going to date Johnny Depp here? Like, what is this? You're right. In reality, television... We're kind of old, Jeff and I. So they're the youngians. They're 22-year-olds.
First I'm a whale. Now I'm an old whale.
No, meaning like you're in your 40s. So are you going to date?
Yeah, you're in your 40s.
Are you 15?
You're 42.
You're 50. Sorry?
No, I'm in my 40s.
Okay, you're 40. No, you're 50, right? So you can't date a 22-year-old from Love Island. You're just not going to happen. You know what I mean? Maybe gay men can, but women can't.
I could.
We can't.
Oh,
we can't.
I totally could.
I mean, like, do you remember when Adrienne Maloof was dating all the young Ians? She really gets them.
Oh, yeah. TBT. By the way,
and
I didn't tell
her.
You this.
What?
I saw her at the Beverly Hills Hotel Polo Lounge a few weeks ago, also with another hottie.
She loves
35,
young.
36.
She gets
handsome
them.
Guy.
Good luck, Adrienne.
And
I
when I was at her Halloween party on Monday, I talked to him for a while. He actually is. He's in real estate. So he and I talked for like 30 minutes at the party. I think we might do some business together.
But he's really smart. Like she picks
smart. He's smart.
Like Carolyn Stansberry with Sergio. Sergio's wonderful. I love him. I spent hours with him and I had the best time with him.
What's the age difference?
Big one. Like half. Like half. And his father wanted to pay him off not to marry Carolyn. Yeah, Spanish, soccer player, really good with business. They're
hot.
They're really good together. He wants one child. He wanted marriage. He's very old school. He's like an old soul.
Do you ever tell these ladies, like your clients, what to wear on the dates?
Absolutely. Do you remember the show? We did makeovers.
You still do that?
Oh, my God, yes. We were talking about it in the car right now. My assistant wants to fix her boyfriend, who's a gorgeous model, because he looks like a surfer dude at a black tie event.
So you were kind of like... You were very blunt, I remember, on the show where you would tell people.
Yes.
I think your delivery is probably softer now.
I think with the Me Too generation, I'm not getting canceled. And I'd be like, please take the pantyhose, not fucking take the pantyhose off.
I do this with my friends. I'll say like, this, and I appreciate when they tell me, like, this is not flattering.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You should maybe do
but
this.
But why?
Or...
Don't your husbands and wives do this? Like I said to my boyfriend, he like was picking up my dress for the event. I had three of them and he goes, no, yes. Like, it's the same way, it's reciprocation. If your boyfriend has style, he's going to tell you, don't wear that dress. It makes you frumpy. And the same thing goes for a girl and a boyfriend. If you're gay, you're going to have better stuff because they're both fabulous.
You know, I remember this season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills when Sutton Strack, she went on a date. And she was wearing this sweater.
It was kitties on it.
It was awful.
Awful.
And it was probably like $2,000. It was some designer.
It was Chanel or something.
But it wasn't hot. It was not hot. And it wasn't. And I love cats.
But
you know,
no
everybody knows.
Man,
I'm with the cat con.
No man like is going to, unless you're in the snow, no man's going to say, go wear a sweater on a date with a bunch of cats. You got to show the assets here. She has great boobs. I don't know why she didn't wear a V-neck top or something.
Something sexy.
And by the way, when you're on camera, you have stylists who tell you yay, nay, because it doesn't look good on camera. So, like, I don't know what happened. Somebody dropped the ball there, and she's rich, so who knows? You know?
One of those gays should have said something to her.
We had a very...
Like, I've never worn my cat sweater on a date.
You can wear it here.
I had a half gay...
Or my cat jacket.
I had a half gay crew, like when I had Bravo. So we had straight and gay crew. My gay crew would come over and go, not that. So
that's,
put the red
why
one
I love
on.
The gays.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the best.
That.
Did you want to shout out gays?
Nope, I'm done with the shout-out.
We love our gays.
Shout out
to Boys Town.
Do you...
choked on it.
The one thing I was thinking about is this morning, if I was single,
yeah,
I would probably need help writing the profile.
That's easy. Me and Shane would
do you have
it.
People do that?
Shane and I would do it. Oh, I would do it personally.
Do you provide that service for your clients?
If you want to not join the Millionaires Club and pay me the big money, I will do... We have people that go in as you on the system. Find the person and we write your profile and you pay us for that monthly. So you can do that with us. But like for me, you got your sister here. I'm going to do it for free and Shane's going to edit it with me.
What? I mean, I don't, I'm not. I'm,
no, we have, I'm, we're I'm good a, with Stuart. Irish so, Chef is good. Good.
I'm in a relationship.
You had your break. It went over and it all worked out. Yes.
So, but you do. Let me ask you this. So if you're joining the Millionaire, what is the website?
MillionairesClub123.com.
Okay.
With an S.
You have different packages,
yes,
like and
everything.
Prices.
And we create packages for people that want something special. Like I had someone special the other day who was handicapped. So I have to create a special package for them. You know what I mean? We do a lot of things. We do. If you see prices and you know, you want to talk to me about something, if it's not for me, I will refer you to my affiliate program of matchmakers. If you can't afford my prices, I have other matchmakers that work for me.
But what is the, what are the price ranges?
They go to $45,000 to $250,000.
$45,000. So if
it's a yearly thing.
But if you're a non-millionaire, if you're a non-millionaire and you just want to be on the database?
Free.
I'm going to do that.
Free.
So you're just hot. You want to be on the database.
Free. But I'm a boutique. I don't have a lot of millionaires. So you just got to know that. I mean, I get good ones, quality ones you would know in the news. But, you know, you might be on the roster for a while. So that's why I help them.
Did you set up Drew Barrymore?
I went on. Yes. One day. How do you know that?
Because I think one of my producers here told me.
Because Drew talked about me. I did it for free. So she came through her business partner and asked me to help, and I didn't charge her, and I fixed her up with the most gorgeous guy who owned Polar Water. And she got nervous. She said, I don't usually date good-looking guys. He wanted to go out on a second date with her. He had a crush on her when she was younger, and he's stunning. And he lived in New York. And, you know, I said, just try again. And she wasn't ready. You know, a lot of it's, you know, I just created this course, Manifesting Love, which you can get in my bio. A lot of it's mindset. Like, she's been talking about how she hasn't been sexual. She hasn't dated. You have to make a decision to date and desire it. She's focusing on her children. And that's fine. Timing will tell her when she's ready. But it was good to get her feet wet. And she was like, I want a quirky, you know, not so good looking guy.
Well, because she's, you know, she's.
But she's hip. She said she was a hippie, and that was the problem in her marriage. It broke up the marriage. You know, we know her husband, and we know her sister. Her sister-in-law was on our network, Jill, and nice Jewish family. And she wanted a little bit, you know, grungy.
Do you? Because you're a very
and I actually adore her, by the way. She writes the. She needs to be a writer and write a book. She writes the texts. I have texts from her that I read, and I'm fascinated with her words. Like, she's a great writer.
I get an unstable vibe from her,
but she writes great. So that's creative.
Okay, but she's a good writer.
She had an unstable childhood. You know that she had alcoholics and drug addicts, and she was one. Remember when she took her? She did the dance on David Letterman. I think she took her top off and flashed him or something.
That was I vaguely remember
then.
She
was freaking hot then. Go on.
Okay. I lose my train of thought with you.
No, you go on a road, so let's go.
I do. Well, first of all, I do want to take calls early for Patty Stanger. When I have an expert here, I want to take advantage of it.
You.
Any relationship advice, sex, marriage, please call us. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
We are back with millionaire matchmaker Patty Stanger and Shane Douglas. We're presently taking calls. Angelo in Utah.
Hi.
Hey, Angelo. How are you?
Hi.
Good. So I just have a question for Patty. So I've only been in three serious relationships. I'm gay, obviously. But okay. I love the dudes I date. But I always end up cheating on them, like chronically, and with like a lot of different random dudes. And I don't know why I do it. And I love them. And I'm single now, but I've done it in every relationship.
Can I ask your age?
24.
You're young. So is your hormones are raging right now. So is sex driving it because you want to taste a little appetizers at the buffet? Is that what's happening here?
Maybe. And it's like, and then I like, and I stopped having sex with my partner.
Like, well, obviously, if you're
interested in them,
but you're feeling guilty about that. So that's a guilt thing. So when you stop having sex, you don't feel worthy. So we have to go. This is a deep thing. This is not going to happen in 2 seconds on Jeff Lewis, as much as I love to do this. This is something where you have to go back in childhood and find out why you don't think you're worthy enough to have love. If it's not sex and you're like your testosterone could be raging, you can get a hormone check, which is making you be animalistic, going out and go, ha, or you can go back and say, did my parents do something to me? Was there my first relationship? I got hurt and I don't want to get hurt again. Because sometimes you'll do a self-fulfilling prophecy where you'll say to yourself, I got hurt in my first relationship, or my parents' divorce hurt me, and I'm never going to have love. So what happens is the universe starts sending you things to sabotage because your brain only knows what's familiar.
So he's been sabotaging these relationships
on purpose
because he feels like he doesn't deserve
worthiness.
Love,
and that's why you cut
love.
The actual person you love off. So the emotional.
Or he's just a big pervert.
Well, there's that. The hormones. So the emotional connection and the sexual connection are not in sync. Because that's a relationship when you have these two things. You want both people. You just don't want sex, and you just want emotional because you'll be roommates. You have to have both.
Don't you think, though, that happens a lot in relationships where you might have someone that you really love and adore and you're great companions and all that, but then you kind of want to have sex with somebody else?
Of course, I want to have sex with Brad Pitt right now as we're speaking.
I mean, that's like these people that have like multiple
The thruple and the polyamory is a well, polyamory because
like
of
what
the,
was that show
because,
Big Love?
Yes, because that's my
that was appealing.
That
to
was
me.
My favorite. I'm fascinated.
Just
by,
to make a lot of
I'm
money.
I'm fascinated by Mormons. I don't know what it is with me.
I'm not gonna do it here.
I watched everything on Hulu on the Mormons. But here's the thing: if you have polyamory in your relationships, you're gonna get hurt. I watched that show on Showtime. Every person, including the leader, got hurt. Nobody walks away unscathed. So you have to say, is it worth it?
Right.
And then you have to come back and say, what do I love about my partner? Do I really want to hurt him? Because if you don't, you're selfish. Then you're a masochist. You know what I mean?
Thanks for calling, Angelo.
I'm sorry about that, but you could. I would get therapy if I was you. I'd find a good local therapist, family therapist in your area,
yeah,
and really go deep.
Yeah, if he's a chronic cheater.
This is something you have to take responsibility about, because, you know, it's like AA. You got to do inventory on this and say, why am I doing this? And then apologize and make it up to those you've hurt.
I'm worried that he's going to end up, you know, really falling in love with someone and then ruining it.
Well, he said he just did. He said, I've loved them.
I'm also a little bit distracted by Alyssa, because right now, if you listen to her, she starts off really nice. Like, she's like, hi, where are you calling from? Do you have a question for Patty or a comment? What are you doing right now? The dishes? Is that what you're doing?
Turn off the radio. Put it off speaker. Why would you call a show on speaker?
Alyssa, if you don't love Sirius,
she's so rude.
She is so me.
She starts
off
nice.
No, she's me. This is me. I mean, like, I understand. We have no time. Women have no time. We want to cut to the chase.
Honestly,
cut to the chase.
This is a radio show in itself. Yeah. If we just put Alyssa on mic.
Yeah.
Just screening calls.
She's hysterical. Give her a podcast.
Kathy in New Mexico.
Okay.
Hi, Kathy. Was Alyssa rude to you?
No, and it wasn't Alyssa that I spoke to. It was Shane, and he was very nice, but I call
Jameson.
Reality Check all the time.
Nice.
Oh, you were talking to Jameson.
I'm sorry.
You were talking to Jameson.
Okay. Yes. Well, Jameson was very nice, and Alyssa's always nice when I call Reality Check.
Oh, Lisa,
so.
You got some.
I love her.
Got some fans here. I see a podcast in your future.
What's your question, Kathy?
I should have changed my name. This is embarrassing.
Well, let's change it right now. What do you want? What do we call you?
What do we call you? Madam X.
Roxanne.
Roxanne.
Okay. It's Roxanne in New Mexico.
You don't have to turn off the red light.
Right. What's your question, Roxanne?
So my husband and I have not been intimate in over 15 years.
But why do you stay with a man that for 15 years you're not intimate? Let's talk about the responsibility here. You're responsible for your own orgasm. Step one. Step two, what are you getting that's a payoff that you stay with him? Is he paying the bills? Is he funny? What are you getting as a payoff?
Well, this started with me because I was overweight and I didn't want to be touched for so long.
Okay.
And
you rejected
then him. I lost.
Yeah.
I did. And I lost 80 pounds and thought, oh, good. Now he'll want to do things and then he'll be more attracted to me and whatever. Well, that hasn't happened. And I've talked to him and he's like, well, I just kind of got used to you not wanting me to touch you. And
so who's he getting sex from? Because he's a man. Where's he getting sex?
Well, the thing is, he's always here working. We have like three businesses.
So
and
you know that
he
he's not
at work.
Okay. There's no place he goes to the gym or someplace and getting a hookup. Yes or no?
Nope.
Yeah, but some guys just masturbate.
Okay. No.
Okay. Now.
Well,
right, Jameson?
I want step one. This is very important. Jeff will go with me on this. I want a hormone check on him. Uh-huh. I know where his testosterone is.
Oh.
Okay.
How old is he?
He's younger than me. He's 47.
Doesn't matter.
That's when hormones went to shit.
He went straight to testosterone, Jeff. I remember we talked about it because I do it too. So hormone check first. Therapy
The hormone doctor today.
Therapy that you actually
should take it with me.
You like the therapist. She or he is bipartisan. He's not taking one side or the other and says, and I want someone who's a specialist. And you know what? I'm like channeling right now. I'm getting the information from the other side. I need you to get a sexual therapist.
What's happening?
So a sexual therapist.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? Like somebody who not just is a family therapist, but specializes in sexuality.
That's not a bad idea.
And then the third thing is you're going to buy my fragrance, Matchmaker.
Because when you
put it on, he's not going to be able to resist you. And you can buy one for him, too.
Where do we go to buy the Matchmaker? I'm wearing it today.
EYEOfLove.com. Mm-hmm.
I'm
going
to put it on
right now. Layer it with my clothes.
But I'm telling you, I want you to make this a mission.
Gorgeous.
Because this, you lost the weight. You earned the right to have sex, and you're loving yourself right now. So I want him to love you as much as you love you. And if he doesn't, next. You gave him enough time. But you got to do my three steps. Okay?
Okay.
I feel like he's going to like go crazy on you in the next 2 weeks. I don't know how I know that.
Did you just get a message from the other side?
Will you call us and let us know?
Like a sexual psychic.
I'm a sexual psychic.
Wow. Okay. Well, good luck, Kathy.
Roxanne.
Keep us posted. Oh, Roxanne. Sorry, Roxanne.
Yeah, Roxanne.
All right.
Roxanne, Kathy. Kathy, Roxanne. Okay.
Do you find that I was reading this thing about relationships this morning versus situationships?
Oh, my God. It's so different. Night and day.
Where it says a situationship is an undefined or non-committed relationship, right, almost resembling a regular romantic relationship, but not quite.
Hookups.
Typically, a partner is content with the arrangement while the other mm-hmm. wants more.
Okay. So there's always somebody who wants more in a relationship.
Yeah.
It could be emotional, physical, spiritual, sexual. It doesn't matter. In this case, it's called the 0-10 relationship. The 0 is chasing the 10. The 10's got his love tank filled. He likes the copacetic level. And she or he wants more.
Zero.
No, it's called the 0-10.
Like a 7 maybe?
No, it's a 0-10 because
the
0's,
7 is chasing 0 the 10.
Zero's not getting anything. He's not getting anything. So it's okay. 0. Eventually the 0 will either the 0 will leave the 10 to find somebody else, or the 0 will stay in limbo, and that was what she just had. She had a 0-10 relationship. She was the 0.
I know a lot of people that are in 0-10 relationships.
It's terrible.
But I can see why they, like you're saying, what's the payoff? Maybe the guy's really successful. Maybe they have children together. Maybe they have businesses or real estate or assets
friends.
Or whatever
best
or
friends.
Just best friends
and
love
like
to hang
get
out.
In, cuddle and watch a movie.
But that would be hard for me, I think, to not have intimacy or
okay,
affection.
Okay, but your love language is touch.
Yes.
Like mine. We're the same. And
right.
Gifts second. David, are you paying attention? I hope you're listening.
I'm not gifts. Acts of service.
His is gift. We're both the same, but I'm 40% gifts.
I have to say, like, this was so stupid, and but to me it meant a lot. Mm-hmm. So I had this ingrown fingernail. It was really gross, and it was like really swollen. Mm-hmm. And Stu like tended to it, like he soaked it in hot water, and then
he
took a needle and he like opened. And I was like, "This is like the nicest thing he's ever
this
done for me."
This is the sexiest thing.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So when I was, this is the stupidest thing. I was a little access service. So we were in Silicon Valley, and my phone broke. And you know, this is my office, right? Because I have my clients calling. I had a panic attack. He's like, "You get your hair. We were going to an event. You get your hair and makeup done. I'll walk across the street and I'll get it fixed by Apple." I had an orgasm from that. Like, it was like, no one has ever offered to do anything for me. And it was like, I like went down on him in 10 minutes.
Look, you.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, you get a blowjob with a lot of. When you do nice things for me, you get a blowjob.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's a BJ.
Can I get more water?
That's a BJ.
What can
plus.
I get you? Are you
that's
hungry?
A BJ plus. Yeah. And a gay man, my best friend in high school was gay, and he taught me how to give a blowjob.
Do you teach your clients how to give blowjobs?
I have in the past. I have done stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
I was actually writing a series, and I'm doing a series called Mr. and Mrs. O, and it's about two sex therapists. I'm writing it with somebody, and we had to do research. So it was so much fun because we had practice on our partners when it happened.
I know it's really early in the morning, but what constitutes a good blowjob in your opinion?
Feathering the balls. Don't forget
of course.
That. Girls, don't forget that. You can use your
what about tongue. Just squeezing them?
If they want, only if they want to be squeezed. You have to ask
okay,
your partner.
Okay, or hold them.
Because they're sensitive. Feather. They're sensitive.
Do you use your hand motion when you're going?
I do this, you know, the squeegee.
A two-hand?
Two
you
hand.
Do a two-hand squeegee?
I'm a two-hander.
Well, David has a big cough.
And I'm a deep throater.
Shut up, David.
I'm a deep throater. Deep throater.
Oh, okay.
That's the money shot. If I really like you, you're getting a deep throat.
Sure.
Oh, wow. Okay. And what about finishing? Do they have to remove their mouth? I mean, move their penis from their mouth?
I'm Jewish. Oh, I still swallow. It's an urban myth. We swallow.
Oh, okay.
It's an urban myth. They say Jewish girls don't swallow.
Yeah,
oh, I thought, yeah.
How do you think we get jewelry? How do you think we get jewelry? We swallow.
Okay.
You heard it here first.
Ask anyone. It's such, we don't even know who started that.
But you don't sleep with people on the first date?
No. No.
Okay.
I have, but
when,
I want
when then when is it appropriate to perform oral sex?
Well, I mean, three dates in when you know you're on the road, but you have to like, okay, sometimes you're testing the waters. Like I did that with David. I didn't do the monogamy right away because I wasn't sure. He kept wanting monogamy, so I knew I had him. So it's just me deciding. I was dating two other guys and one was out of state in Texas and I kind of liked him. So I was having a hard time deciding between the two.
I was going to mention that what I've observed mm-hmm. from you mm-hmm. in relationships, you are incredibly nurturing. Like
yeah.
you expect,
he knows that.
You expect acts of service, but you also give acts of service.
I give way more than I get. Way more than I get.
You, I've seen you cook. Mm-hmm. I've seen you, you know, go way out of
I've
your way.
I've done laundry. I've done it all. Like, yeah. like he was, laundry. I heard him talk to him. I heard him talk to his cousin this weekend because he said he likes cinnamon in his coffee. So I bought cinnamon coffee pods and I hear him going, "You don't understand what it's like to date her. I mentioned cinnamon. Poof, there's the pods." And I was like listening to him and he's like bragging about me. And I'm like, "Well, why don't you tell me that? Because you're telling your cousin." So it's like that.
Is Pat in New York, by the way, is Pat a woman?
Yeah.
Can we take Pat?
Yeah. I'm thinking of the SNL skit, Pat.
Yeah. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Patty.
Hi. I know my New York girl.
Shane.
Shout out, Pat. Hey.
What's your question, Pat?
My question is, I'm a widow. Mm-hmm. I lost my husband 2 years ago.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Actually, Jeff, you really helped me through it. I mean,
that's wonderful.
Made me laugh through the whole thing. My husband had been diagnosed with cancer in 2020, and I listened to you guys
in COVID. In COVID, you must have had that.
In freaking COVID, and
what an incredibly strong woman you are to go through that. Let's give you a clap for that, because that's not easy.
So,
thank you.
Are you looking to find love again, then, Pat?
Maybe.
Okay.
It's okay. I don't know. It's okay.
Here's my question.
Okay.
Here's my question.
Okay.
How do you find love when you've had the best
of
the best?
You're not looking for the best of the best. You're looking for a compatible life mate. And I'll bet you your husband on the other side is sending it to you.
You're not going to replace him.
Yeah, you're not cheating on him. You don't have to feel guilty. You have every right to get out of the house and have a good time.
Listen, I know I will never replace him, okay? I get that. I don't know if I can settle.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. The bar's high. So let me ask you a question. What about getting a companion to go to the movies, to go to the theater, and go dancing? What about a companion that you have nice dinners with and you cozy up and watch movies and let it organically fall into place? You're overthinking this and pressurizing yourself. I want you to just go out and meet new people and new experiences. Go skiing, go down to Florida and have a wonderful vacation. Like, don't think of this like he's a husband.
Right.
You don't need a husband.
You're putting a lot of expectations on it. You know what Pat needs?
What's Pat need?
A gay bestie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
That's
don't
what
you
need
Pat.
Need
Pat.
I love one. You know, honestly, Jeff, my daughters keep saying that to me.
You need
honestly.
A gay bestie.
And then it'll happen organically. But you know what the thing is? If you're lonely and you're feeling like you want to get out of the house, you just want to get out of the house. What do you think gay men do? When gay men date, they're like having fun. And I'm not putting a stereotype. Don't come at me.
Sounds like it.
No.
Are you getting a message from the other side right now?
My gay friends want to have fun. And then when it organically falls into place, like Shane meeting this guy and having a good time in a one night, and then it fell into the second date, let the wine breathe. Let the wind dance between you. Enjoy life. Don't you want to meet new, interesting people that have interesting subjects that you love? That's where you put your head.
So we're saying, just go out and have a good time and meet
nobody
friends.
Knows
and
how
it's
to
organically
and nobody
happen.
Knows how to make a good time than a gay man. So you need a best friend that's a gay man because he's going to show you the ropes. You need the ropes shown.
I was even thinking a gay couple because then they'll just kind of bring her in the fold and it's like an instant
and
family.
And they'll vet these guys for you. They'll vet them. They're going, change your shirt. They're going to give you all the tricks.
All right. Well, good luck, Pat. We're rooting for you. Make sure to check in with us, please.
Okay.
Okay. Israel in San Francisco.
Hello.
Hi, Israel.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jeff. Shout out, Shane.
Shout out, Izzy.
Hey, Patty.
Hi.
Good morning. I want to say something to add to what you guys are telling to Pat. I think that sometimes having a gay friend, like in a straight woman's life, sometimes helps them to like just be more comfortable being sexual because, like, I had girlfriends that were a little more like reserved, and then after like being friends with me and then me talking about my experiences with other guys and like how like sexually comfortable I am just like meeting
people.
So
wait, you're fluid. Are you
feeling more?
I think he's fluid.
No, I'm not fluid.
You said you're both? I got lost. What'd you say?
No.
You're saying that a gay friend can make the girls feel more comfortable with their sexuality because the gays can talk about it and whatever.
Yeah, they're open. They're open. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. But, you know, like, we don't want to stereotype, but I have really good
That's
gay
friends.
That's
all you
do. No, I have really good gay friends. And they, when I was going through breakups, they were my rocks. And they made me feel good about myself more than my straight guy friends,
well,
to be honest
with
you.
Girlfriends are good, too, right?
Girlfriends are ruthless.
Well, not everybody.
A lot of girlfriends.
That's not stereotype.
Pat might have some girlfriends she can go to dinner with
go
out with.
That's not what I mean. Girlfriends are competitive.
Not so, every girl. No, I know a lot of girls.
It's not that. It's like your gay friend is really the one that's going to be there in the end. That's the golden girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't explain it, because women do get a little jealous. Like, if you're succeeding and they're not, even though they're your best friend, it'll come out, you'll have a fight, and then you'll kiss and make up.
Guys do that too. Everybody does that. It's human nature.
I don't think straight men do that. Straight men don't even talk about sex or love. Like, they don't really.
Are you on Ozempic?
So I was. Yeah, how do you know that? Because it was in the article in the Wall Street Journal.
You said it's the Hollywood
diet fad. I answered Andy's thing on Twitter because he said, why is everybody dropping 25 pounds? And I said, they're on Ozempic. And then I was the one. And I was on it, but I had acid reflux. And
What about Mounjaro? Did you try that?
No. I took semaglutide, which is the ingredient.
Margaret Joseph's taking.
And
I take the Peptazarin.
Yeah, my doctor, Dr. Reed, freaking amazing. I'm taking that. And
so you're taking that, and
but I stopped for a while because of my acid reflux was kicking up. And by the way, online it says that you can get thyroid cancer, but no one's proven that. So I don't know if it's real or not. You have to really read the side effects.
Well, then you take it. We don't know for sure.
I wasn't noticing that I wasn't eating. Like Jill said, she'll take two bites and she'll be done. I was eating a little, but I still got thin. I lost 7 pounds.
Can we start selling it on the show?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's Mounjaro, I heard, is really good because my friend is on it right now. So, but you know, they're pre-measured. So with semaglutide, you have to measure.
Too.
Yeah, my friend is on David Yontif.
I got two friends on Mounjaro.
David Yontif, my friend who owns the podcast, is on it. So he just
how much weight has he lost?
It was like he started on Friday, but he said he was so tired he slept the whole weekend. So I don't know if there's he was too strong.
I know this is a relationship show. I got a little off track. Nick in Puerto Rico.
Hey, Jeff, huge fan. Patty, major, major fan.
Oh, thank you.
I have watched you for years and take all of your advice. I'm 43, single. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Okay.
I'm social. I always say that 9 out of 10 moms like me. The 10th mom doesn't like me because she doesn't like anybody. I've got a great job. I'm not a hoe. Like I just
wait.
Don't
are
know
you are you gay or I'm, straight? I just want to be clear because I have to ask.
I'm gay.
Okay.
I'm gay.
And you're in Puerto Rico?
I am.
So is it hard to date in Puerto Rico? What's it like there?
Well, clearly, because he's calling you.
Hang on a second. Okay. Let me ask the question. What's it like in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, it has been, a little bit because of the language barrier, but there's a lot of machismo. And
why am I picking up Miami for you? Why are you not in Miami dating? Why don't you take a little puddle jumper and go to Miami?
I do.
I'm from there because I used to live there. So tell me where you're going in Miami to meet men. And it should be Fort Lauderdale, not South Beach. Wilton Manors,
yeah,
biggest gay
actually,
community, gorgeous men.
Wow.
Absolutely. I was actually in Fort Lauderdale for Halloween. So
okay. All right. So the town is not the problem. Give me the approach. What do you do when you walk up to a man? Pretend I'm a gay man. Ask me out.
Sounds like a nice guy, actually.
Ask me out. And this is a hottie. I got a good feeling on him. So if he's... Can we say your name and put it in DMs can come in?
His name's Nick.
Last name.
Sure.
What's your handle on Instagram?
Yeah, let's look him up on Instagram.
What's
everybody.
Your handle on Instagram, Nick?
I am Nick... Nick.James.
Okay.
Nick
so
James.
So everybody, if you want to meet Nick, DM him now.
Jeff James.
Okay. And don't give sorry, but no dick pics. Not on Instagram, no dick pics. You can do that offline, but not dick pics on Instagram.
I mean, maybe not to Patty, but
no,
to Jeff and Shane.
It's like a thing now.
Why would you say that?
Oh, he's cute.
No, offline.
Wait, I don't. Look at him.
I know he's gorgeous.
How is this guy single?
I know. Okay, so let's talk, Nick. I want to help you. And by the way, you
can
DM me also. Okay, you can DM me. So tell me I'm single. I'm gay. I'm at a bar. Ask me out. Go. Let me see what your approach is. I have to see what his approach is. Come on. Ask me out.
Hey, are we doing improv right now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm role playing.
Oh, fun.
I want to see what he's...
I'm usually not real good at
okay.
the approach.
So you're the beta.
I will compliment. I'll compliment on, hey, I like your style, or I...
Okay, no,
you know,
no,
I,
no,
I look
no,
at,
no, compliment. No. I want you to buy them a drink. Did you offer to buy them a drink first? First move, I'll buy a drink.
Which one's him?
Hearing? Nick, are you listening to me?
Sorry, we're looking at his pictures.
Yes, I am.
Okay, buy a drink and then be a little more mysterious. I feel like you talk too much. That's what I'm picking up.
Okay.
I want you to dial it back. I want you to dial it back. And then I want you to zero in on the one you like. I don't want you talking to 16 men at a bar where they know you're trying to get someone's number. One guy, one bar, one night. You get it? You're going to practice on the one you really like. Then you'll come back and tell
me
what happened.
I just think, I'm looking at his, he's a handsome guy. He seems like a real nice guy. I just think it's a numbers game. Just needs to talk
but
to more
needs
people.
To go Miami.
I like buying the drink thing.
I want you to buy the drink, and I want you to head over to Wilton Manors, which is a cute little quiet gay community with beautiful homes and a cute little street with antiquing and coffee shops. I want you to go into a neighborhood versus going to South Beach and doing the big clubs. You got that? You're better in smaller environments.
Me too.
And then you're going to DM me and tell me what happens, and I'll coach you.
This just sounds like a lot of gay stuff.
She's in Puerto Rico. I don't know where the gay people are.
That's gay stuff.
Is that even a state? Like, I don't know.
Can
right?
we do no, four minutes? Can we do one more call? Robin in North Carolina.
So I mean, I'm sure they're wonderful men.
Robin, because I know you're going to ask this. Robin's a lesbian.
Okay.
Shout out
to Robin the lesbian.
Shout out Shane.
Shout out Rob.
Well, you know I was
Morning.
A lesbian. We talked about that. I've been a lesbian for 2 years.
Oh, I'm a lesbian. Okay.
So if anybody, I love you too.
So Patty will understand
because
she's a lesbian.
I was one. I tried it. It didn't work for me, but I tried it. Everybody knows that.
Okay, all right, just let her talk.
Okay, go.
It really doesn't.
Okay, go.
Okay, so I'm 60 years old. I work in human services. And 2 years ago, I was dumped by my 17-year relationship.
Thank you for correcting that.
Yeah, I know.
Started sweating.
Woo! Almost had a heart attack there myself.
All right, got 3 minutes. Let's...
We've known each other forever, and we've been in North Carolina. You're strapped to the person for a year as a separation. So our divorce has been final for about 8 months, and
okay.
I'm just wondering. Like sometimes I feel like I may want to go out, and then other times I'm like. No.
That's very natural.
And
that's very
natural. I don't
know
how to meet people.
Well, I mean, you're going to have to get online like the rest of us.
Yes.
And not only that, you got to make a good profile pic, and you can go on Bumble. There's a gay division there. You can go on Tinder. You can go on Hinge. All of them have gay divisions. So we are not segregated. You know, it's fluid, bi, trans. I've had trans people, and ask me out. I've
what,
had cross-strakers.
What website should she go to?
Bumble
what app?
And Tinder and Hinge.
And the
three.
One thing I know about, I've learned from the apps is you get out what you put in.
Thank
so
you.
if you
right.
want to meet people, you want to go on dates, you have to, it takes time, it takes work,
okay, now,
but you can
you
do
gotta,
it. If you're too passive, it's not going to work.
Now, the other thing is changing your mindset. So I would recommend my course, Manifesting Love, you can find in my bio, because before you get online to make the profile and the pictures, you have to be in the right frame of mind, and you can't completely compare your ex of 17 years to every person out there. You have to look at everybody as a different individual.
I'm actually very interested in that course. Where do you find it?
In my bio and on my DM.
Okay, so I go to your Instagram?
You go to my Instagram, the bio's right there. And TikTok too.
So how long is the course?
The course is, you can do it in like two, three weeks.
I'm a little slow.
I say you can find
weeks.
In 6 weeks.
3 or 4 months.
In the course, I say you can find love in 6 weeks. If you start now, you'll have it by Valentine's Day, but not New Year's Eve.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
New Year's kiss.
Aww. That's like why I did it, because I found David in 2 weeks, and I used this system.
The manifesting love. Yeah. I believe it, like meditation and all of that.
It's way more than that. It's mindset. There's like a whole thing of how you change your brain, because what happens is we're comparing all our traumas, all of our past lovers. The widow had that. This person had
yeah.
it. And then every person is not good enough, or you're still stuck on someone. You want to get unstuck. You want to break your pattern is
yeah.
what you want to do.
Yeah. Thank you, Patty Stanger, for being here.
Oh,
I learned a lot today.
Love what, you guys.
You know
all
what I learned?
You.
Shout
all
out.
Feather the balls. That's what I learned.
Yeah.
But other things too.
Yeah, but
yeah,
I
learned other things.
I mean,
as well.
Like, I love you guys coming here. It's my favorite time.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in LA, a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway. and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.